WildTalkRadio.com.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw Post Show.
Oh, yes!
Featuring Sir Rockin'.
It's just a matter of what the Rock is cooking.
And Lindsay Ward.
Rest in peace.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw.
And that's the bottom line, because Stone Cold said so.
And if you're not down with that, we got two words for ya!
Because we believe in doing what is best for all of you.
Because after all, what's best for all of you is what's best for business.
Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
This is Monday Night Raw!
Is this the song of the next undisputed WWE Universal Heavyweight Champion of the World? Many have doubts now. We'll see what happens on Sunday. But this is the Raw Post Show, the go-home show to WrestleMania. Presented as always by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. Chat, if you have that Amazon Prime link to your Twitch account, it's called Prime Gaming. Support the channel by clicking the purple rectangular button below the screen. I'm the producer, Sir Rock, and joined as always by Lindsay Ward.
You gotta love a little doubt walking into WrestleMania. Gotta love questioning what everybody thought was a slam dunk and a sure thing. Wondering if, well, is it in fact a sure bet? We're gonna talk more about it on Thursday, but this was a very, very, very good go-home for WrestleMania. It was not the most exciting show. It was not the most impactful show, but it was just what you needed to push a lot of storylines for Raw in particular over that edge leading towards WrestleMania,
which is
what you want.
What I liked most about this show was every match of importance you got a promo for. If it wasn't a promo, it was a really well done video package. And that's okay, that's it. And that they should be proud of, because usually with the go homes we haven't seen that. We've seen little bits of it. But for WrestleMania, everyone got a promo. And Matt, I have no idea what the hell that is. It's new to Twitch apparently. Congrats on reaching a milestone.
Wait, what is it?
He reached a milestone, watched 3 consecutive streams this month, and sparked a watch streak.
I
don't know.
What?
I don't know. I no clue. First time I've seen it. You're awesome, Matt. Thanks. Anyway.
Way to go. Congratulations.
Anyway, Monday Night Raw opened up with Miz TV special guest Trish Stratus, Becky Lynch, and Lita. Miz asked Becky what it felt like to know the man couldn't beat Damage Control on her own and needed to call in reinforcements. She is the man, while Miz sounds like a very insecure man who is notoriously, well, tiny balls. And Miz is like, they're massive. And it's like, well, good to know your wife didn't get around much before she married you. She doesn't get along with many people, said Becky, but she respects Trish and Lita as much as anyone in the business. Miz asked Trish and Lita why they returned to just play backup to Lynch. Lita showed off, well, doesn't feel like backup because she's one half of the tag team champions. Before we could hear from Trish, Damage Control entered. Bailey said she's sick of her opponents acting like it's just another match to them. Bailey took a jab, saying Trish and Lita being relevant 20 years ago, and then Lita held up the tag team title and makes her relevant now. Bailey said this would have been her dream match years ago, but now the dream is to take out the top woman in the division and two Hall of Famers in the same night. And then what? Becky interrupted with. And they were going back and forth, and Bailey about talking about how Bailey took Dakota and Io and did nothing with them. She then talked about, you know, how things could have ended, you know, at War Games. She thought she was done with them, and then in the steel cage. But now it can only end at WrestleMania. Good selling point. Good final push.
I wish I could look like Trish when I reach her age. Oh my god, she looks fantastic. But yeah, this was a great final push. Lots of really good jabs. This is the perfect way to incorporate Miz into being the host of WrestleMania. You have him present, but he's not overtaking the show. You're adding a little bit more heat onto the feud between Damage Control, Becky, Lita, and Trish, which is what it needs. This was all very, very, very good.
Becky took on Io Sky. It was a hell of a match. Hell of a match.
I wouldn't mind seeing it again. No, I'd be fine with that, actually.
I want more of it. Becky would end up getting the win. Really good match. Best way to put it. Really good match.
I mean, we could get that after Mania. That's fine.
Mm-hmm. Seth Rollins talked backstage with Kathy Kelly. Talked about being knocked out last week. Before Rollins could even get a chance, Mustafa Ali interrupted and tried talking him up. And we now have positive Ali. Because you get it? Positive Ali. Rollins was impressed with the wordplay and said, you know, you wanted a title shot against me months ago, and well, you wanted the fight. Well, tonight, you're gonna get the fight. Which led to Seth Rollins beating Mustafa Ali. Afterwards, Rollins said he would finally get his hands on Logan Paul at WrestleMania. He said Paul had a history of making a joke out of himself. Rollins said if he can't beat Logan Paul at WrestleMania, then he's not the joke, but I am. And closed by having, we won't be singing happy birthday to you at WrestleMania. No, they'll be singing my song. And as the fans chanted the song to close out the segment.
Poor Mustafa Ali.
He's positive Ali.
I like the pun. It's a good job.
It's a good job.
But this was all very, very good.
Yeah.
Especially considering the fact that Logan Paul probably either didn't want to be there or couldn't be there for whatever reason.
They didn't need him there, though.
They didn't need him there, but, you know, just to get that final... Because, you know, back in the day, a year ago, there would have been, like, stare downs. And that they would get that stare down shot for the WrestleMania clip package, but they didn't need it here because you just have Seth basically out here selling it.
And because you got it last week when he knocked him out.
That too. But you never have too many stare downs.
I mean, you could.
No. All stare downs. We must have stare downs.
Baron Corbin was complaining about not being having a match at WrestleMania. He's doing all the signings and all the things. And then Chelsea interrupted. And she wants to be in this showcase match. And she doesn't have a partner. Piper Niven doesn't want anything to do with her. And no one knows where Carmella is. Sonya showed up. And
she's on Wheel of Fortune.
There you go. Sonya showed up. And, well, she wants to... She'll be her partner. And, well, they were put in a match against Candice LeRae and Meech and Mia Yim, and Chelsea and Sonya are headed to WrestleMania. Good little match.
Good little match. Very solid little match.
Mm-hmm. And it served its purpose. It got them to WrestleMania. That's what needed to happen. Shame that Carmella's not able to go, so Sonya's a good backup choice.
I'm worried about Carmella. I hope everything's okay with her.
Yeah. So,
like, because she was gone due to the in-pocket endoscopic pregnancy, and she had to recover and heal from that because those are just horrific. And so I was happy to see her back and well, and then now she's gone again. So,
Case, without AJ Styles, is there really any OC?
Yeah, they're kind of just sort of meh at this point.
I would assume when he gets back, they all come back together.
What does he do back? What did he hurt again?
Was it his foot? Ankle? Something?
Yeah, something like that.
He's a ways away. Or at least another month or two, at least.
Mm.
Probably. We'll see.
Unfortunate.
Was it his heel? I forget what...
Is this like ankle or foot?
Something along those lines. Anyway, we'll find out in a second. We had the showcase match for the men. It was an 8-man tag. Braun Strowman, Ricochet, and the Street Profits took on Gable and Otis and the Viking Raiders. The babyfaces win.
Yay. I mean, the Maximum Male Models are looking at Otis pretty hard. And
She wants him.
She wasn't exactly happy that they got the win, because she's like, damn it, I wanted to get my hands on that.
So he broke his ankle at the very tail end of last year. Like, he announced it on December 31st. So...
He should be, depending on the break, he should at least be recovered and in rehab at this point. So we might see him sooner rather than later.
Could be back here soon.
Because it's end of March. If he announced it on the 31st of December, then that's... almost 3 months.
So he's probably a month away. Probably from doing things physical.
Yeah.
Or maybe he's back the night after WrestleMania. Who knows?
Who knows?
But he wasn't going to be ready for WrestleMania to, like, have a program.
Oh, no. Nothing like that. But yeah, he should be close.
We got good video packages on both Asuka and Bianca Belair on this show. Because you can't really do a talking segment with them. But you had nice promo packages for both women. Really setting the stage for their match at WrestleMania. I thought they were well done.
This is the best way that you can do this, because Well, we all love Asuka, and when Asuka gets on the mic, it's very difficult to do promo battles with Asuka and have them come off well. So the fact that you did a video package featuring Asuka and her dominant reign, and you have people talking about all that and, you know, how badass she really is, and then you have the video package about Bianca and talking about Bianca's reign and how badass she is, this was really the best way to do this to hype both women up, because they don't need to meet face to face. You've already done that, right? You've already done the stare downs and the meetings and Asuka being all creepy and cool and shit like that and doing her whole Joker shtick. Like, you can't really do much more about that, because now we're to the point where they need to fight. They pushed it to that point, I believe, last week, where it's like, okay, they're ready to fight.
Yeah.
We just need to send them out there. So this was a really smart way to do this, to feature both women without pushing it over the top or without losing that peak that they have on the match.
Speaking of good video packages, we had a video promo with Finn Balor talking about how, you know, it's dangerous to be in a cage with a demon. And we, you know, he doesn't have to summon his demon. It's always there. You just have to look closely. And we saw the demon flash.
It's a hard tease.
The demon is showing up.
In some form.
This weekend.
We may not get the full demon, but we may get some of it.
We had all said Theory in an empty arena. Cena thought he exposed himself when they were in the ring last, but the truth is that Cena exposed himself for not being able to see the future right in front of his eyes. He was in the ring alone, but alone was that it was no different than being in a sold out SoFi Stadium. He doesn't do it for the WWE Universe or some kid who wants to be the next him. He doesn't do it to be the next John Cena. He does it for himself. He said he had a purpose before anyone had an opinion about him. He said it's sad to know that he would have to let Cena go down as the hero, but he had to make it personal. Theory said everyone looks up to Cena, so it's fitting that Cena will be looking up to him. He said it would make Cena believe in him. He said he would make the WWE Universe that John Cena loves so much believe in him when they meet Saturday at WrestleMania. I like that you put him in there. In an empty arena, just let him cut his promo, talk right to the audience. Made sense.
I enjoyed this as well. I thought it was very smart because it added the weight to the situation that it really needed. Mm-hmm. Obviously, part of the problem with putting Austin in front of the live crowd is getting the what's and getting the reactions, which most of the time are fine, but when you're trying to have a very serious moment and you're trying to sort of sell something very serious and the crowd obviously does not take the individual serious, it's smart to put them in a situation like this, because all the crowd can do is watch along with everybody else and react accordingly. And Austin cut a very strong promo. It was a good way to build to the match with Cena, because obviously John can't be there, so it, you know, it's like you can send Austin out in front of the crowd, or you can have him in a silent arena cutting the promo,
mm-hmm.
which adds the brevity to the situation that you need.
Yeah. So, this is problem chat, so we'll talk about it now. So, everyone's getting their spot in the Andre Giant Memorial Battle Royal this Friday on SmackDown. You had Gallows and Anderson looking at their name. Johnny Gargano was there. Rick Boogs was there, and he was all included. Elias was in there, and they're all there. And Elias goes, I'm a lock to win. Dexter Lumis is there. Bronson Reed is there. Elias turns around and gets greeted by Bobby Lashley, who took issue with Elias claiming he was a lock to win. And it was asked, Chad, do they give Lashley the Andre since his match got nixed? I don't think Lashley needs it. Bronson Reed would need it more than a guy like Lashley.
It depends on what they're doing with Lashley, because it's curious how Bobby Lashley has shown up again after being gone for a couple weeks, especially with all the rumors surrounding Bray Wyatt in that match, that he's back and he's now in the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal, which a lot of people are upset about. You could give it to somebody like Bronson. I'm going to be completely honest. I don't think the Battle Royal, at least winning the trophy, does a lot for anybody when you look at who's won it in the past.
I mean, Madcap Moss had a great run after winning the
You could definitely give it to Bronson Reed. You could give it to Elias. You could give it to Rick Boogs. You could really give it to anybody in that match, and it would be fine. But I don't think it would necessarily give them the boost that we all feel it should. Now, this is the new era. This is the new booking. This is the new everything. We have not seen Triple H take a winner yet, so it could be different, or it could be exactly the same.
Yeah, Jay won it 2 years ago. Yeah, I heard that. Yeah. Like, oh, okay. Rhea Ripley was talking backstage. She said, there's no denying how great Charlotte's legacy, but she doesn't need to be reminded that she's a 14-time women's champion. Rhea said Flair's leg is unmatched, but it won't define her destiny. Rhea said she must beat Charlotte Flair and must become the biggest star in the industry. She said it comes down to Charlotte's legacy compared to her destiny. Rhea said Flair won't stop her from becoming the next SmackDown Women's Champion. Good promo again. She talked right to the audience. If backstage, right into the camera, this is the mission. This is my statement. Boom. It's all you need.
All quality.
Yeah. They weren't long, but they were everything that was talked about tonight was effective in its nature, because they talk, especially the backstage stuff where it was just the wrestlers there, they talked right to the camera, they're talking right to you, and that sells it
100%,
which is what needed to happen. Speaking of selling things, we had the weigh-in with Omos and Brock Lesnar. 410 pounds for Omos.
Before we get into this, I need to say this. Can we please get Omos a bigger hoodie, poncho, whatever that's supposed to be? Can we get one that is appropriate for his size? I'm sorry. Him walking out, especially with the upshot that they're doing to make him look bigger, and he's got the little teeny tiny poncho on that just goes basically over his titties and over his head. Can we please just get one that works better? Because it's not a good look. It's just not a good look.
So, Envy put over Brock's accomplishments and said he's beating all these people at WrestleMania. Roman Reigns, Kurt Angle. Biggest accomplishment of them all, the streak. Then we got the weigh-in of 410 pounds. Brock got in the ring, and Brock was like, I'm not weighing in, I'm just going to fight. So he tries to charge after Omos with shoulder blocks. Omos stayed on his feet the entire time. He went for the scale and then got knocked down with the boot, and then Lesnar backed off. I thought this was perfectly done. There was a little physical interaction. You now know what the match is. It's Brock's going to try to knock the big man off his feet, and he's going to get knocked down, but it's how Brock gets up and how it's going to play out. I think the crowd's going to go, as much as the Twitter universe is not a big fan of this matchup, the live audience, you're going to see Brock try to smash a giant. We've seen it before. We'll see it again, maybe. But we're seeing it on Saturday or Sunday, whatever day it's on. And I think it's going to be a spectacle, and it's going to play well for the audience. As much as we're not all looking forward to it, it'll be a fun 5-minute spectacle. And we'll talk more about it on Thursday, but yeah, I thought this was well done. It's simple.
It was what it was.
Yeah.
It wasn't my favorite thing. I will say this. It is the rarest of the rare things that Brock Lesnar has an actual challenge in front of him. And I think the last time we saw it was really Roman. And so to have someone who is physically bigger than Brock in every capacity, except maybe one, I don't know, but we're going to go ahead and say yes. It does lend a bit of curiosity to the situation. Is this going to be my favorite thing? No. Am I really going to be invested in this? Absolutely not. But it'll be there. It'll be a thing. It'll be entertaining. Please God, let it be 5 minutes or less, and we're good to go.
Intercontinental Champion Gunther beat Dolph Ziggler.
Can somebody go get Dolph Ziggler's nipple out of the fifth row?
He's complaining about being forced to defend the title against Drew and Sheamus, but just like Ziggler, the fate for those two men will be the same at WrestleMania.
Good way to showcase Gunther. Good way to build the match. Sheamus and Drew will probably get their reply on SmackDown. I'm actually looking forward to this because this will be a fun physical match. We'll talk more about it on Thursday, but yeah, this was the perfect way to showcase Gunther.
So Dominic Mysterio was in the ring with Damian Priest. He talked about how much of a real lowlife his father is to hit your own child like that. You really are a deadbeat. He said that after Priest beats Ray and humiliates him at WrestleMania, then everyone will know what a failure of a father Ray Mysterio is. We saw footage of the punch on SmackDown. He asked, what kind of father hits his own son, and what kind of mother stands by and does nothing? He should have told his mother to shut up a long time ago. Dad, I've never said this out loud, but I wish Eddie was my real father and you never existed, because my entire family is a disgrace to the Mysterio name. Dom says the Mysterio name will be his at WrestleMania. I wish Eddie was my real father and you never existed. Just wow.
I'm not going to lie. I'm so looking forward to watching Dominic Mysterio get his ass beat.
Yeah.
But I almost want his mama to do it more than I want Ray to do it. Just saying. Like, I just want her to go out there and just wail on him, because it's like, you're brave. You're very brave talking about her like that. But yeah, no, this goes without saying. Like, this feud has been exemplary. We all want to watch Dominic get beat up. Like, it's perfect. If this is Rey's swan song, this is great.
Rey Mysterio took on Damian Priest. It was a little bit of a match in the DQ when Dominic got involved, but you had Legado del Fantasma make the save. That works.
That works. That totally works, because what you're setting up is post-WrestleMania when Rey probably goes away, at least in a full-time capacity, and you need someone to feud with Dominic and Judgment Day, and hey, Legado would be perfect, and this is your way to set it up.
It is a way to set up the future for probably SmackDown. So, we had Cody Rhodes backstage. Kathy asked Cody if he puts himself in a vulnerable position by agreeing to fight solo tonight. He talked about Roman Reigns and Paul Heyman cackling over his chances and then said he would ask them why he needed to face the Enforcer. He said he's earned it, but he said Solo isn't ready. He says he will defeat Roman Reigns at WrestleMania to become the undisputed WWE Universal Heavyweight Champion of the World. Paul Heyman would retort. Heyman said Rhodes doesn't fear the Tribal Chief because he's not ready. Heyman says Rhodes proved a moment ago when he questioned why it was so important to face Solo Sikoa. Heyman said Solo is ready to weaken Cody for his match against Roman Reigns. He's not there to compete. He's there to put a beating on Cody Rhodes so that he wouldn't be 100% in WrestleMania. He talked about how Reigns isn't afraid to go do those measures to maintain his spot as the Tribal Chief on the Island of Relevancy. Heyman said Rhodes has never been ready. He said he wasn't ready to fill the shoes of Dusty Rhodes or to become the man of this generation or even to beat Roman Reigns. He said Cody will have to take the emotional baggage that Reigns will dump on him on Friday on SmackDown to WrestleMania. Heyman told Cody to be ready to acknowledge his Tribal Chief after the main event of WrestleMania on Sunday. Good promos.
This was chef's kiss.
Both men delivered solid promos, hyping the match that doesn't need much more hype, but they hit it hard and hit it strong.
And what I like is they added that little twist of doubt, because you, like I told Rock, I'm sitting here and I'm wondering if they're really going to pull the trigger or if they're not. Because
it's a good question.
Roman's in the middle of a historic reign right now, and we don't know how much longer it's going to go. It could end at WrestleMania. It's kind of been preordained it's going to end at WrestleMania, but will it? Because it's predictable. And does Hunter want to do the predictable thing?
And we'll figure more of that out on Thursday. Kevin and Sammy were talking. He said, everyone knows that he and Owen started from nothing in Montreal, but Los Angeles is where they got their big break and made names for themselves. Owen said that every fight they have had together or against one another was about moving forward. Owen said it doesn't get any bigger than facing the Usos for the tag team titles, and they're going to win the tag team titles in the city where they got their first big. Again, straight to the camera, right to you, telling the story.
This is good.
Cody Rhodes, Solo Sikoa in the main event. Good match. You had Usos try to get involved. Sammy and Kevin got involved. They took them out of the picture, which allowed Cody to hit the crossroads and get the win.
With a very intense Paul Heyman looking up.
Cody yelled, "It was always me," who went as Paul was looking into his phone and stuff. Good match. Solo's first loss on the main roster to Cody Rhodes, the next WWE Universal Champion. I mean, you can't be wrong with that. And they set it up where he was only looking to hurt him, wasn't looking to compete. So you gave yourself the out on the loss. Solo didn't. They protected him really, really well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they did. Solo got a lot of good offense in. You know, he definitely took it to Cody, but Cody just was the better man tonight.
So overall, good stuff. Good. Everything that needed a build, got a build. There'll be more on SmackDown. But you got everything you needed for the go home to WrestleMania.
We got everything we needed, and I'm okay with that. Like, they did not waste time on extraneous shit. They pushed what they needed to push. And we got updates on some people. We got information that we needed heading to WrestleMania. So walking into SmackDown, you're not wondering if they're going to try to jam it all within 2 hours, or if they did what they did tonight, which is they used 3 hours of Raw very, very, very wisely.
They did. But that'll do it for the Raw Post Show live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network tomorrow night around 10 p.m. Eastern. Maybe go a little earlier. We're going to just keep an eye on the Twitters, but we're planning for 10. WrestleMania Day 1 simulations. WrestleMania Day 2 will be on Wednesday again, 9:30, 10, in that window. Figure out how it goes. Stay tuned to the Twitters to know when you go live, or just hit the notification button on the Twitch so you'll get notified when we go live. Speaking of being live, The Rock will be live this Thursday with our WrestleMania preview.
That's right. Tune in. 10 p.m. Eastern. Bring your popcorn. Bring your snacks. Bring your drinks, because it's going to be a long show. Because we're talking two nights of WrestleMania where we have to preview them. So it's The Rock Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on WildTalkRadio.com.
Our day one review will be live Saturday night once the show ends. It means there's no CB radio or Fortnite with friends, but we'll be live once the show ends. The Rock Extra reviews WrestleMania day one. The Rock will be live following Thursday to review WrestleMania day two to cover it all. Sunday night, Wrestle Talk Radio, WTR Sunday night, will cover both nights of WrestleMania. We'll be back next Monday night, 11 p.m. Eastern, for the Raw After Mania post show. Chat, if you have Amazon Prime, link it to your Twitch account. It's called Prime Gaming. You can hit the purple rectangular button below the screen to support the channel. You can also use creator code RocketSock or
Linz M. Ward
in the Fortnite item shop or Epic Game Store. Why?
Because we are hashtag Epic Partners. You can follow me on most of the social medias at Linz Ward, LNSWD. You can check out my Twitch channel, twitch.tv/LinzWard, where I stream Genshin Impact. You can also check out my YouTube channel, youtube.com/@LinzWard, Linz Ward on YouTube, or LinzWard.RockRadioShow.com. Like, subscribe, ring the bell, follow the channels, follow the Twitter, do all the things. I would appreciate it.
Twitter at WildTalkRadio, Facebook.com/WildTalkRadioNetwork. We'll see you Thursday night for The Rack, right back here for the Raw Post Show, every Monday night, along the airways, on the Wild Talk Radio Network.